We are here with Bobby Rebel. You are speaking here at the
at the
Think Conference.
Yes. And happy to be back. In fact,
Okay.
Yes, I was with everybody in New York last year.
Oh, I was there too.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I was day one.
Well, congrats. Welcome back.
Thank you.
How's it being in the desert as opposed to the big city?
Well, this is great because I'm from New York City, so this was a way to relax and get away. And it's also always nice to go to a conference when you can be completely immersed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a city like New York City can provide distractions, so it's been great because we've really been able to focus here, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah, New York is the city of distraction, I discovered.
Something like that.
But we digress. So what are your thoughts... being back here, what are your thoughts on Think this year as opposed to maybe last year?
Well, one of the things that I... First of all, they keep upping the stakes, so that's a good credit to Ms. Samantha Paxson, to give her a shout-out. She is always challenging everybody to basically up your game every year, and it shows, because I think this is just taking everything to another level.
Oh, yeah.
I also really appreciate, as a content creator, I think what sets this conference apart from so many that I attend is the high quality of the content that's being created here, that they really take it very seriously. The programming is second to none, and I personally have learned so much, and I think it's been a great experience for all the attendees.
Indeed. And so you talked about the financial marathon, basically, right?
Yes.
So what is it, and then how can credit unions play a role in this marathon?
Well, I think the idea is that you have to play the long game. So there are parts of the marathon where you may have to sprint and really be focusing and doubling down on your finances, but there are times when maybe you have other things happening in your life and you can't contribute the full amount to your 401k or what have you, and other priorities, and life happens, as we all know.
Right.
So that's something that credit unions are good at helping members to go through those different time periods of your life and the different life cycles and the demands of those different time periods of your life. It's not just about one message all the time. Things change and we have to all adjust. And also, the message has to change depending on where you are in life. And the millennials are at a very different stage than Gen Xers, than boomers, and so on. And so having that adaptability and that community spirit of understanding multi-generational services is really important.
Yeah. And now we're talking Gen Z all of a sudden now, too.
Yeah.
So they're the next one.
Well, you know, and they had this group. I had breakfast this morning with a group called the Crashers, which is really this group of millennials that are here for the first time, and that was a lot of fun and really important to have them here and understanding what's going on and bringing up younger people in the industry as well.
Indeed. We kind of need that member succession plan. We always hear the CEO succession plan or the leader, but this industry needs a member succession plan because the average age of a member, I don't know if you know, is 47, 48 or something like that. Yeah, so we need to get, as an industry or as a membership, we need to get younger. And so bringing in the Crasher crowd and then what you just talked about is so vital to this industry to keep moving. Hey, I also want to talk about your really cool podcast, The Financial Grown-Up. Tell us, what is it all about? Obviously, it's about finance, but tell us about it.
Exactly. Well, it's the next step in the growth of The Financial Grown-Up brand.
Yep.
It started with my book, which is still available for everyone. And actually, they gave it to the Crashers, which was great.
Oh.
So everyone else should pick it up. It's called How to Be a Financial Grown-Up. And then from there, we have The Financial Grown-Up podcast. And what's important to me is that it be something that people can integrate into their lives and that I deliver something that's a little bit different from what you get from other podcasts. So if an author goes on another podcast, they'll go on and just talk about their book, which is important and wonderful. But when they come on my podcast, I challenge them and I make everyone tell a money story that they haven't told before or that they haven't told in that way before in a more revealing way or taking it to the next step so that people can learn something unique that they don't hear other places. And then I have them pivot and say, well, what is the lesson for our listeners that they can apply this to their own life? And then it ends with the final guest segment is an everyday money tip, something very specific that people can apply to their lives that day. A little action item. So it can be something like, here is my favorite financial app, or it can be something, one person had how to manage your restaurant budget, and she had a high-low strategy where you should spend, you should never go to a middle-tier restaurant, you should only go to low-end restaurants and then splurge on high-end restaurants because the middle restaurants, she felt, were, you could not always agree with all of them, but she felt that was kind of where your money wasn't well spent. Those are meals that you could maybe make at home. And I had someone talk about flossing. That was the New York Times.
I like this one.
Yeah, John Schwartz, who wrote a book called The Year I Put My Financial Life Together. So instead of talking just about his book, although you do learn about his book, we had real-life tips from John. In fact, he talked about the fact that he almost went bankrupt because of a poor decision that he made when he bought his first home. And things happened that were out of his control. He did not buy the best property, but other things happened. And he talked about, it's a very dramatic story, actually. You guys should check it out.
Sure.
Some shady elements got involved, in fact. But so they really bring the drama, a lot of the guests, and they talk about very real world experiences and different ways to apply finances in a very tangible, everyday style that gives a little bit more accessibility than I think a lot of other podcasts do. And then at the end, I always give my take, which is sometimes I do disagree with my guests.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, when I just say they're wrong. So
there's nothing wrong with a little conflict,
yeah.
All right?
David Bach was my first guest, and I actually kind of disagreed with him, and then he got back to me and said he disagreed with me. So we're still working it out. So, and I've also had great guests. I had David Bach was my first guest. I've had Kevin O'Leary has been a guest. Rebecca Jarvis from ABC News. Mm-hmm. Our own Jean Chatsky was a guest.
She's here?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and I've had a lot of CEOs. I had the CEO of The Muse was on recently. That's a great episode. Thought leaders like Whitney Johnson have been on. Anne Choquette was on this week from formerly of 17 Magazine. So it's been a wonderful lineup. And it's really an eclectic group. It's a lot of money experts, but it's also people from all different walks of life. The episode that just came out is a comedian named Katie Lazarus who does a show called Employee of the Month. Mm-hmm. So it's a great mix of people. You never know who's going to show up. I have an artist coming on soon. I had an Olympian on.
Really?
I have to get Michael Phelps on, though.
Yeah.
Talk
with Samantha and
exactly.
We can get that worked out. Yeah.
So I'm having a lot of fun. And, this is great. Once a month now we're doing listener episodes. So if you want to be a guest on Financial Grown Up, you can apply. Just listen to the show and you'll get the directions at the end of every program.
What a great idea.
And I've got a number of applications, actually, for our first listener episode. So once a month we're going to have a listener. There's 3 episodes a week, so there's 12 episodes a month. And listeners will get to be guests as well because there's so many great money stories out there. And the money tips. So a lot of them really bring it with this.
Yeah, and it's very relatable to the audience,
very
for sure.
Specific and tangible.
It's
and
like a peer message.
And because they're so short, under 15 minutes, you can listen while you're just running an errand, going to the store. Or if you're on a road trip or you have a long commute, you can stack them and do a little binge listening.
A little binge listening. Yeah, I like that. Let's switch gears here to the session. Did any sessions here interest you or stand out for you this time around?
I enjoyed the chat sessions, which I hosted, because it was a way for the members to really communicate and have a discussion about different things. We just got done with a few sessions this morning, including one on security that was very interesting. And topics like Bitcoin have come up and the different ways that that's going to be a challenge for the members as these things evolve. I think it was also interesting. We talked about the different generations coming up, as we just discussed. Is something that there are changes that people need to be paying attention to, and it can't be the same old, same old. I think we have to constantly be moving forward.
I totally agree with you wholeheartedly. And where can we find you? Are you going to be anywhere in the country, or obviously we'll go to your podcast and check you out?
Check out my podcast. I do travel with various projects, but for the most part, BobbyRebel.com is the best way to find out
perfect
what I'm up to. And please listen to Financial Grown Up Podcast, write reviews, rate it, and just be in touch. I'm on all the usual social media channels as well.
Very cool. And subscribe, obviously, as well.
Please rate, review, subscribe, and this is the big one, share with your friends.
Yes.
I'm supposed to get better at saying that.
Sharing is caring.
Share with your friends. If you enjoy a specific episode, post it on social media, email it to your friends, whatever you want, but sharing is caring, as you say. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for that great message and your time as well.
Thanks for having me.
Keep up the good work.